Now we move on to our tafsir segment, and we have lots to discuss and lots to look at, lots of content to cover in the next few days. But tonight we just give you the preamble to the discussion. We're going to be looking at Surah Al-Mujadalah. Now this is a Madani surah. It contains many legislative rulings like the injunction of zihar, a person likening his wife to his mother, the atonement thereof, the kafara, which becomes obligatory on the person who pronounces zihar. Secret deliberations is focused on what is the secret deliberations, etiquettes of assemblies and gatherings, giving charity before private consultations with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are some of the things that are touched upon. Also, abstaining from befriending the enemies of Allah and many other injunctions. In fact, the surah also speaks about the hypocrites and the Jews. Now, the surah commences by relating the story of a woman who disputed, that is Khawla binti Thalaba, her husband pronounced zihar on her according to the Jahili practice of making a wife forbidden on oneself. And this lady came to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam complaining about how her husband wronged her. And she said, O Nabi of Allah, he ate my wealth, he took my youth, and I stretched my stomach for him by bearing his children. Now that I'm gone old, I can no longer bear any children. He pronounced zihar on me. And the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I think you are certainly prohibited to him. She disputed with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, O Nabi of Allah, he did not divorce me, but he pronounced zihar on me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated what he had said. She then said, O Allah. She turned her gaze to Allah and said, O Allah, I present my complaint to you. And Allah accepted her call and removed her suffering and complaint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah heard the words of the lady who was disputing with you about her husband and complaining before Allah. Allah was listening to the mutual complaint of both of you. Surely Allah hears and sees. And that is the opening verses. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah heard the words of the lady who was disputing, and the verse ends off by saying, Allah hears and sees everything. What a profound story. According to the Hanafi Mazhab, zihar entails the following. A person likens his wife to any of the women who are prohibited to him, his mother, his sister, etc. This he does by likening his wife to any body part which are prohibited for him to look at. So he says, Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi. You are to me like the back of my mother. You are to me like the back of my mother. So this is what is the position of how it then unfolds. What is the ruling? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains what is the ruling. But before getting to that, Allah reminds us that Allah hears and sees everything. Why then would he not hear the conversation which took place between the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this woman? Without doubt, Allah came to the cry of this distressed woman and he showed her the solution to such incident, and this was for all time. So never ever despair, never for a moment think that your dua has not been accepted. Never think that your dua has not been accepted. Your dua has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is waiting for it to be manifest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains, الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. Those of you who refer to their wives as their mothers, مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ, they do not become their mothers. They do not become their mothers. إِنَّ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ إِنْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّائِي وَلَدْنَهُمْ. Their only mothers are those who gave birth to them. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا. They utter an undesirable word and a lie. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُونَ غَفُورٌ. And Allah is pardoning and forgiving. So how can a man's wife that did not really give birth to him become his mother by merely uttering a few words? That cannot make him make her prohibited, just like how the mother is. When through foolishness a person says something that is senseless and meaningless, So the retribution is that one has to pay kafara. Only then will he be able to go to his wife. If he does not pay it, he cannot go to her. Despite this injunction of not being able to go to his wife, she still remains his wife. Divorce does not take place by merely uttering the words of dhihar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines that for us and then saying, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. Allah is pardoning and most forgiving. For those who commit such a crime before Islam, it is forgiven. Now do not commit such a crime after guidance has reached you. If you commit such a crime unwittingly, you should repent and seek forgiveness from Allah and pay compensation before going to your wife. So we always have the opportunity of making amends and making atonement. And that is the general message that we terminate our segment for this evening with.